Isle of Jazz. Well, it came up from the Southland, and it soon spread all around. It made the people sing and dance when they heard the brand new sound. It's got a man and a miss and a plan and a kiss to it. Isle of Jazz, it's got a happy feeling that I never felt before. It's got an extra special something that no other music has. Oh, it's got everything, and I love jazz. Well, it's a permanent rage, and it hits every age. Start you tapping your shoes, start you chasing the blues. Make you happy within, makes you glowing without. Just follow the bell
and shout. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to our new start time for I Love Jazz on Classic 99. I'm Don Wolfe, and I love jazz. And tonight on our first 8 to midnight show, we've got a special tribute to the King of Swing. 100-year celebration tomorrow on the anniversary of his birth. Jim Ryan's my guest. We're going to be here playing the music of Benny Goodman as we love jazz and celebrate the Swinging King.
This has got an extra special something that no other music has. Oh, it's got everything, and I love jazz.
Benny Goodman's orchestra, with Benny himself giving you just a sample of that famous hot clarinet.
Thank you. baby, did I do.
Do you love me, baby?
Sure I love you, baby. Precious baby, did I do.
Tomorrow would be Benny Goodman's 100th birthday, and for the next 4 hours here on Classic 99, we're going to celebrate that birthday. I welcome to the microphone my good friend Jim Ryan, who in our circles of jazz collectors is known around town as the Benny Goodman person to go to for information. And Jim, welcome to I Love Jazz.
Hi, Don. Thanks for the kind words. We have some wonderful swinging jazz records to share with you folks this evening.
Tell us a little bit about why you picked Deed I Do to start off our show.
Easy enough, sir. That was 17-year-old Benny Goodman's first recorded solo. The band was Ben Pollock and his Californians. Naturally, they're from Chicago. And it was recorded in 1926.
Why did you get turned on to Benny Goodman, might I ask? I mean, you could have turned on to Artie Shaw or Duke Ellington or Count Basie or so many others. What was it that caused you to turn to Benny Goodman as your area of specialty and expertise?
He seemed to offer everything. He had such a wonderful tone, and he was a marvelous jazz player. That's all I can think of. He's just a wonderful player.
We'll talk more about Benny as the evening goes on. Our next selection is Blue Room. Why did you pick that?
This is Benny's last record, his last issued performance that I have anyway. This was recorded 60 years after Deed I Do, so from January 18th, 1986. It's Rodgers and Hart's Blue Room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we started off our tribute, our four-hour tribute to the music of Benny Goodman on the 100th anniversary of his birth. Actually, it's the eve of that birthday, and they are celebrating that birthday all over the country with various concerts. By the way, we thank you all for your many phone calls. We do appreciate it. We will be with you every Friday night now from 8 p.m. to midnight, followed by classics through the night. If you want to give us a call, feel free to do so at 505-7842. We started off our tribute with his first recording and then his final recording, and then we went in to some of the cuts that were particularly significant. How so, Jim Ryan?
Well, they all featured Benny as sideman. The Indiana was by a Red Nichols group. Loved One featured this lineup: Bick Spiderbeck, Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman, Joe Venuti, and Gene Krupa. Also, that last item was Someday Sweetheart, featured both Charlie and Jack Teagarden, Venuti and Lang. Wonderful music.
Well, Red Nichols, we were talking about that today, Jim Segoe and I, and talking about the Five Pennies. And Bick Spiderbeck, some people think it's strange that he played with Bick Spiderbeck. In fact, Bick Spiderbeck had a terrific influence on Benny's career, didn't it?
Yes. Benny and Bick actually played together in Chicago, yes.
And Benny was so young. I mean, he started playing the clarinet for the first time when he was only 9 years old at a yeshiva band, where I think I heard the story that he picked up that instrument only because everybody, the bigger guys, got the other instruments, and he was left with a little choice but the clarinet. And that's where he started, and then it was like when he was in his teens, still beginning to play his professional career.
That's the story. He was the smallest of the three Goodman boys, so he got the smallest instrument, the clarinet.
Born to a big family and one in poverty in Chicago, and rose to the king of swing. We're going to take a break. Thank you. Well, we heard the trio and the quartet, Who, and It's Wonderful. Well, Jim Ryan, tell us a bit about the original first trio of Benny Goodman.
The trio consisted of Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupp, of course, on drums. And then they added Lionel Hampton, made it the Benny Goodman Quartet. That Who was from the first trio date, and It's Wonderful was recorded in 1938.
Well, the trio featuring an African-American in the white group was a record-breaking news in the music world, as well as, I suppose, the rest of America, who was pretty much mired down into segregation back in the mid-30s. So he was really exploring new ground here.
That's true, sir. They say he broke the color line.
And he was very inclusive, and he continued with that throughout his entire career. But he started other musicians who followed suit with bringing in these great players, and as they all began to say, it didn't make any difference what color a musician was, whether or not he could blow, man, blow.
Correct, Don.
So the quartet featured Lionel Hampton, and what's the significance of Benny's career about this time? Is this about the time that he starts his radio broadcasts of Let's Dance? We heard the theme when we opened the show.
He was on the Let's Dance show in 1934, and it ran into the early months of 1935. Then their trip out west, and they struck it big in Los Angeles, and I believe August of 35.
I think, Jim, one of the reasons that the band hadn't struck it big on the East Coast is they weren't listening to the show, because it came on at a late hour for them, but an early hour for the East Coast. Is any truth to that rumor that explains how come all of a sudden on the West Coast the band exploded in the Palomar Ballroom?
Well, they featured that story in the movie, that great movie, back in 1953. I believe there's some truth to it, yeah.
All right, let's hear your next selection. So why did you pick When Buddha Smiles?
I have three numbers in a row by the Benny Goodman Orchestra because they really move. This is what a swing band sounded like in 1935.
Thank you. Thank you.
big band really swung there, didn't Jim Ryan?
Three hot numbers. Arrangements by Fletcher Henderson. Right.
Fletcher Henderson was a very important arranger and a person in Benny's career, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He had his own band in the 20s and 30s and sold some of his charts to Benny Goodman, and Benny made him real popular.
So when they give Benny Goodman credit for bringing swing to America, is that a correct statement, or did not some of the great black bands in the years prior to Benny also swing, quote-unquote?
They did swing, right.
But Benny brought it to America over the airwaves through the power of radio, and the King of Swing was born. By the way, I want to be sure to remember that he did 50 transcriptions in one day. I don't know that any other recording artist ever recorded 50 tunes in one day.
No, you're right. And the musicians were each paid a dollar per tune.
Wow. Well, I went online today to see how many CDs are available of Benny Goodman's music, and there were somewhere like 46 or 47 CDs available, at least at some of the outlets, for Benny Goodman's music. It's still alive today, isn't it, Jim Ryan?
Yes. I was told that the Benny Goodman and Duke Ellington to this day still sell more CDs.
Well, while you picked Benny to specialize in, I picked Duke Ellington, more particularly Ben Webster and Johnny Hodges, the saxophone sound, while you picked the clarinet sound. And we'll talk about clarinet players later who followed in the footsteps of Benny Goodman and those who didn't, like my good late friend Kenny DeVern. We're going to take a break and continue with our music. We're getting calls from all over the country. We thank you all for listening and enjoying I Love Jazz on Classic 99.
Thank you.
KFUO-FM, Clayton, St. Louis. You are tuned into classical music and the arts in St. Louis. And, of course, jazz is America's original art form music. I'm Don Wolf, and I love jazz. And our weather here at Classic 99 at 9:01 is we've dropped a degree at Lambert St. Louis International Airport. Still partly cloudy, now 76 degrees tonight and tomorrow night. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're playing the music of Benny Goodman on the 100th anniversary of his birth on our new start time from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight, and then classics through the night. Jim Ryan is my guest, and Jim, that was the introduction of another great musician that Benny brought into the group.
Charlie Christian.
Indeed. He also is an African-American guitar player who was influenced a little bit by Lester Young and others.
Yeah, that's true, Don.
He was a great player in the Benny Sextet. We didn't talk at all about the Carnegie Hall concert. I know you're trying to play some of the unusual and rare Benny Goodman, and we do need to talk a little, at least say a word or two about that concert, because Benny brought jazz into the classical world. Having a jazz show on a classical station, no one appreciates that more than I do. But it was an important step, wasn't it, for jazz to come to Carnegie Hall?
Yes, sir.
And it was an influence that remained throughout his career. Of course, an interesting thing about some of the songs we just heard is he not only invited the members of the Count Basie band and the Duke Ellington band, I might add, to play with him at Carnegie Hall, he had some of their musicians with him in his band, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Cootie Williams played with Benny for a year. Count Basie recorded with Benny on many of the sextet sides, and so on.
Well, let's continue with our Benny Goodman tribute here as we pay tribute to his memory on the 100th anniversary of his birth. What's next?
Next up, sir, Benny Goodman had two vocalists in the early 40s, two girl vocalists, and they were the best, Helen Forrest and Bewitched. Here are two Eddie Sauter charts, vocals by Helen Forrest, Perfidia and Bewitched.
They were girl singers back then. They are women singers today.
Yes, sir.
We're coming in loud and clear in Columbus, Ohio, Fort Worth, Texas. We thank you all for your many phone calls. If you want to give us a call, do so at 505-7842. That's 314-505-7842. Or drop me a line at jazzkfuo@mac.com. That's my own email, jazzkfuo@mac.com, M-A-C. Well, Jim Ryan, a couple of great tunes there by Helen Forrest. Why no Helen Ward? That's a pregnant pause. We're going to hear Peggy Lee. I just wondered if there was any thinking on your part as to Helen Ward not being included in your playlist. She was such an important part of Benny's life as well as his music. Anything in particular?
Well, you're right, Don, and excuse the pause. It's just that I had so many things to choose from. I'd like to play them all.
How long would we be here?
Well, he made several thousand sides. I'd like to give it a try, but these are just such wonderful songs.
We're ready. We're gonna hear from Peggy Lee in a few minutes, so it's not as if we're not hearing from some of his other vocalists. By the way, I played last week. I don't know if you had a chance to hear, Jim, when Benny brought in Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday much earlier in his career and brought those fine singers into his band, another example of his inclusiveness.
Yes, sir. I did hear the broadcast, right?
Some more of the sextet, right?
We have four by the sextet. Flying Home, originally titled Homeward Bound. Then Shivers, I'm Confessing, and I Surrender Dear, all with Charlie Christian. Thank you.
beautiful sound of the Benny Goodman Sextet from 1939 and 40-like. Well, our thanks to all the fine folks out at Glendale for the wonderful Glendale Jazz Festival last Friday night. We appreciate the hospitality of all of the fine folks there in Glendale, particularly the Glendale's Women's Club, who sponsors that fine event as we celebrated our 10th anniversary of the Glendale Jazz Festival. Don't forget the St. Louis Jazz Club presents Carnet Chop Suey this Sunday, May 31st at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is at the Bel Air Bowl, 200 South Belt West in Belleville, Illinois. I'm Don Wolf, and I love jazz. Jim Ryan is my guest. We're coming back with Benny Goodman, along with Peggy Lee, when we come back right after this.